To the editor. I have long been troubled by the disparity between southern urban and northern rural communities, but the recent storm that caused the municipality of Calvin to declare a state of emergency has highlighted this issue. On June 21, at 9 p.m., a major storm ripped through the municipality of Calvin with huge amounts of rain and high winds. There were power outages and trees were down. The Calvin Fire Department was notified about an emergency in Champlain Provincial Park and they responded. When they arrived, they realized that things were much worse than they thought. It was soon learned that one of their problems would be poor communications. Within a very short period of time, Bell cellular service had failed and only those with service from Rogers could still call the dispatcher back at the station. He communicated with the fire teams by radio, but when the emergency crews were away from the trucks, attending to people far in the park, cell phones were the only way to reach dispatch. The dispatcher had to run to the front of the building to get a cell signal and talk to the fire chief, and then run back into the fire station to relay radio calls to the trucks. The station had lost the landline, and cellular service was very weak. We know why the landlines failed. They have been neglected for years, but why did the cell service fail so early in the emergency? As the situation worsened, the fire chief realized that he had to activate the emergency committee of Calvin. The community emergency management coordinator and I both live in different areas of the municipality. When the storm hit, our antiquated bell lines failed at the same time as the power went out. Shortly after that, cell phone service failed. With no power, we had no internet. We couldn't be reached by landline, cell, or internet. We were completely cut off. The emergency team had to be activated by our chief operating officer, who was out of the area and therefore still had cell service. Work was done remotely, and the dispatcher at the fire station, who is also the deputy mayor, declared the emergency. Cell phone coverage, even when operating, has poor data speeds in Calvin, and as drones were sent up in the air to locate injured people by heat signatures, it was learned that maps, which are downloaded by cellular data, would not load. I was brought into the emergency at 6 a.m. the next morning. Once the storm had eased, I went outside and started a generator which allowed me to connect to Elon Musk's Starlink. This gave me access to communications. I worried at this time about all the other residents who were in the township without any form of communications. Maybe people were injured and had no way to reach 911. The fire departments, police, and emergency personnel were still working tirelessly to save lives in the provincial park, and the public works department had to try and open roads so they could do visual wellness checks on homes. They worked throughout the weekend opening roads so that residents could be reached. Luckily, no one died and the rescue and evacuation of hundreds of campers was successful. On July 2, feeling that the major danger had passed, we lifted the state of emergency. 2 weeks have passed, but so far landline telephone communications have not been restored. Some would say that this is unimportant, but our 911 emergency service was tied to a landline, and many residents in the township do not have cell phone coverage. The municipality has a fax line that signals certain financial statements and this is still down. 2 weeks after an emergency and we still have no service and no one from Bell has ever contacted the municipal office to give us an update. Ontario Hydro had hundreds of workers out fixing the lines, but still nothing from Bell. Every time I visit a southern city, I'm struck by the difference to the north. Blazing fast internet. Crystal clear cell service, subways, buses, and trains whisking people to work, hospitals, and shops. You don't need a car, everything is available. The conveniences are endless. But all this development has come at a cost. Skyscrapers kill thousands of migrating birds, concrete traps heat, and pollution chokes the air. Wildlife vanishes, replaced by rats and raccoons. Overcrowding and sprawl fuel climate change. Everyone sees the result. The highly populated South wants a fix. Now, come north to the municipality of Calvin. Here, the air is clean, the water pure, and our forests and agricultural lands stretch for miles. Our forests absorb carbon, correcting the damage created by the South, But there's no bus, no subway, no train. Need a cancer specialist? That's a 350-kilometer round trip, unlikely for most electric cars in winter. Cell service is a joke. Calls drop, data crawls, and forget Google Maps. Sometimes, it won't even load. Many residents must keep a landline for emergency services, but landlines crackle and fail whenever it rains, and they are not maintained properly by Bell Canada. Want to heat your home and drive in an environmentally sound way? Good luck. The hydro grid can't power a ground source heat pump and charge your car at the same time. The elderly are isolated when they are unjustly forced to move long distances to obtain care, separated from their lifetime partners who remain in an area with little or no public transport and poor communications. If Bell Canada cannot improve cell phone coverage, then they should maintain their landlines. It is often explained as a product of scale. We just cannot afford to provide services to these less populated areas. Bell Canada has to focus on areas of high density. Public services have to be located in highly populated areas. But regulations about buildings and programs thought to limit climate change are applied universally to high and low density areas. Many rules from the South don't fit our reality. No gas cars, no wood stoves, government services only online, poor access to the internet, and poor cellular communications. When we complain, it is often suggested that we move to the city. But this is not an answer. Creating more urban sprawl creates more problems. Why not craft rules that work for the North? Keep gas cars here. Don't have such strict building codes. Promote and fund delivery services in the North by mail or in person. Develop more home care programs. Invest in our roads, our hospitals, our children. And improve our internet access and cell phone access. And finally, hold Bell Canada and other providers accountable for providing a level of service for all Canadians, rural or urban. It is unfortunate that we have to use an American company to access the internet. We all need to work together on a more equitable solution for the North. We can't expect the people to suffer in isolation. I only hope that legislation and regulation of the future will not be decided on density. I hope that we learn to value all people. Mayor Richard Gould, Municipality of Calvin Township.